God wants to unleash power. Power unlimited in your life. And one of the ways he does that is when you hear his word preached and take it into your heart. There's power, real power, power unlimited, right there in God's word. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at the Word of God from a different perspective. If you spend any time with me here on the program, one of the things you will know is that I'm really passionate about God and what He has to say, not in a religious sort of a way, but in a Jesus sort of a way. The thing that really strikes me about Jesus when you read about Him is how plain and matter-of-fact He was about sharing with people who God is and what His plans are. Over these last couple of weeks on the program, we've been looking at what it means to lay hold of God's power unlimited, God's resurrection power that's available to you as you open His Word, the Bible, and listen to what He has to say. The Bible is God speaking to us, and He means to challenge us and to stretch us and to encourage us and to bless us through His Word. One of the ways that many people get God's Word into them is by listening to people speak. Radio programs like this are on television, and of course, when you attend church. But how can preaching and teaching be a part of really getting God's word into us? Over these last 20 years or so, the time that I've been a Christian, I've seen two things. On the one hand, I've been so blessed by some really good teaching, and on the other, I've seen some pretty bad stuff too. In my very first church, a little Baptist church, our pastor's name was Phil Littlejohn. Now, Phil was a gifted teacher. He just had this ability to open God's word and to speak stuff into my heart. I learned later, this is a real gifting. Different people have different gifts and abilities given to them by God, and teaching is one of them. Jesus had that. I mean, time and time again, when he opened his mouth, people were amazed because he spoke with a plainness and a power and an authority that they hadn't heard before. And you know something? He didn't always tell them things they wanted to hear. Love your enemy, take up your cross and follow me, lose your life in order to gain your life. It's not exactly good marketing. I mean, the spin merchants would not have let him get up and speak like that today. I spent quite a bit of time looking at how Jesus preached. It's real, it's powerful, it's balanced on the one hand and radical on the other, and it sort of, well, it cuts through all the selfish rubbish that we go on with, right to the heart of what God wants to talk about. And my prayer is that when I discharge my gift to teach in my own way, I'll always try and teach like he did. But you know, I've also sat in churches over the years and listened to preachers drone on with dry and theoretical, completely cerebral stuff that's just not relevant to my life. On more than one occasion, I've walked out after a church service and half an hour later, I ask myself, do I remember what he talked about? And the answer is not really. Or you listen to other speakers, and there are a lot of words, and they're very entertaining, and they make people laugh, and they tickle our ears with great stories and things we want to hear, and they yell, and people slap them on the back afterwards, praise the Lord. But I've been to some of those too, and well, I felt like I'd been at the Lord's table to be fed, but I left hungry and empty. The flip side of that is that with some other preachers, I can remember years later what they were talking about. Years later, in difficult circumstances, God seems to bring into my heart the words that they spoke to me. Preaching and teaching is one of the ways that God gets His word into us. You see it right through the Bible. He uses men and women to speak to others to teach them. I mean, the Samaritan woman at the well. She went and told people about Jesus. Paul and Peter and all the other guys that went out preaching. The question is, how do you get the most out of that? How does preaching and teaching play a part in us reading our Bible and unlocking the power unlimited that God has ready and waiting for us? Well, here are just some of my observations. I see people come to church on a Sunday and listen to the preacher, and they don't take any notes, and they don't bring their Bibles, and they don't follow what the preacher's saying in their Bible. Can't tell you, I take my Bible with me, I open my Bible, and I read what the preacher is talking about. People can speak all the words that they like, everything that they say, they can crack jokes, they have great stories, but the most important thing is God's word. The most important thing is what God's saying. And secondly, I take some notes. I mean, you can't even get through kindergarten on half an hour a week without taking notes. You know, if we take God seriously, if we want to follow Jesus and really take that seriously, we've got to take learning seriously. Do you know what the word disciple means? A disciple is literally a learner. That's what the word disciple means, to be a learner. And thirdly, the thing I do when I've listened to some really good preaching is I spend some time afterwards in God's Word reading it back for myself. Sometimes it's not until you get home and you pray it through and you spend some time in that passage and maybe looking at some other related ones that God really drops it into your spirit. I mean, years ago, I heard a preacher teaching a profound message. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you." Now, I've learned so much from what God taught me through that preacher in this passage, but I've learned just as much, maybe even more, from pondering and praying over this one scripture and looking at other related verses. Learning in my heart. See, that's when I humble myself, when I get off my little tin pot throne and just walk each day faithfully with God. He's the one who later opens the doors. He's the one that's got an eternity ready and waiting for me. I've looked at this whole thing of preaching and listened to some incredible sermons and some dreadful ones. I've come to the conclusion that there are two types of preaching, dead and alive. Dead preaching is full of words. It's boring and dry, or maybe it's hyped up and frothy and bubbly. But at the end of the day, there's no eternal food because God's word isn't being preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's only God's word by the power of the Spirit that can change you. I can't change you. I can't say things in my own strength that'll change you. But if I'm speaking God's stuff, if the Holy Spirit somehow takes God's word and puts it into your heart, that's when change happens, and only God can do that. This is how the Apostle Paul put it, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. He said, "Look, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, I didn't come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation, they weren't plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God." Can I encourage you to be discerning as to what you listen to? Go and listen to the preachers who are proclaiming God's word in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go and have a read about how Jesus preached in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books of the New Testament. It's edgy and it's profound and real and dealing with the hard issues. And find yourself some preachers like that. Not ones that just entertain you and tickle your ears with things you want to hear. The ones who open up God's word and say, "Well, what's God saying to us today? Even if we don't want to hear it, what is God saying to us today?" And then take that away, take it home, open your Bible where they left off, and go and lay hold of God's power. God's power unlimited for your life. With all that this world throws at us, add to that the temptations and the attacks of the devil, man, it's easy to feel powerless some days. But it doesn't have to be that way, not at all, because Jesus has more than enough power available to you right here and now to help you live in the victory that he died and rose again to bring you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of Christianity Works special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the incredible power of God so that you can be all that he made you to be. Now, this isn't one of our normal monthly booklets. It's a special edition book. And with all my heart, I believe that God wants to unleash his power through it into your life. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.